Lacey, what's up, girl?
A little bit of everything and a little bit of nothing all at the same time.
I hear you. I feel you. You good, though?
Yeah. You know, adulting. It's very much ghetto.
It's ghetto.
You know, so, hey, but we got a guest today.
Who that?
You know, it's kind of, he a super dope cat, you know? Amazing. Pretty intellectual. Very intelligent. A little arrogant. But he's super dope, y'all. He's on one of my favorite podcasts called The Relationship Status. And he's also on a good one that we and Lakes had a good time at, the Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance podcast as well, The Great Yoshi.
Yeah, they was outside. That's my street team.
Oh, wow.
That's my street team.
Okay.
Gang.
Okay.
Appreciate you ladies for having me on.
Thank you for being with us.
Came to get laid, apparently.
Like they all do.
They do, don't they?
Let's lay it on them, Lacey.
Hey,
not too much.
But let's,
the bedroom is always the fun one, you know? So anyway, but so today, y'all, I wanted to get into some things, you know, just a little bit about the females. And I think Yoshi.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yoshi's going to love this one.
I bet.
Need to talk about the women.
Because, you know, most of the time when we have our male groups, you know, when we have male friends in our group, mm-hmm. we sit there and say, if your man, your male friend did something, you know, messed up or disrespectful to a female, why didn't you get them? Why didn't you say something?
Right.
So this is going to be our little time to do the same thing for the females. Why don't more females call other females out on their stuff? And one of the things I like to call is called the modern day escort. As you know, we've all had those friends that use men for money and then go, they use John to get their hair, their nails done, their bills paid, look beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then they go hang out with Tyrone later on that night. So you know what I'm saying? Those are the women we're targeting today.
Okay. So Yoshi.
Yes.
Have you dealt with any of that? Have you ever been a John?
No, I have not.
You've never been a John?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I am.
You've been a couple Tyrones a couple times?
No.
You never been a Tyrone?
He don't know it.
What is a Tyrone?
Okay, well, what she just said was she called you.
She called me a John.
Yeah, not that. Not no, John.
I know what a John, a trick, all that.
Yeah, no, yeah. She's not calling you that John.
Okay.
She's saying the name John that I just spilled out.
Oh.
Okay, so I said John because it's like, you know, a very respected name.
Okay.
You know, not saying that Tyrone isn't, but we all know Erykah Badu messed that name over. She said you better call Tyrone.
Yeah.
So that's why I picked that name. If you have the name Tyrone, no disrespect. But John is, you know, oh, hey, John, how you doing today? I'm fine.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I'm
had
not
an
John.
Excellent day.
No,
but John is the guy that paid your bills. John was the guy that, bought your groceries. No, okay. So
no,
you were the guy they called afterwards that gave them a good time that night.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm what's it called? Good time Tony.
Okay, so you good time. Okay, he just brought another one in.
Tony.
Oh, wow.
Good time Tony.
But I'm jumping the gun. How you let me jump the gun, Lakes?
Okay, don't jump the gun.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Let's kill it back.
But you know what? The people got to get to know you. See, we know you a little bit, and I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't properly introduce him, so. You got it. We know your name, Yoshi.
That's the best introduction I've ever had. Let me say that. On any show I've ever been on, that was the best. You called me amazing. I mean, I already know this. But I'm pretty sure that's not the first time
you've heard that you were amazing.
No, I've heard it a couple other times.
There we go. They're going to arrogance.
It's not arrogance, you know. Just
hey, you good.
Some swag, you know. A little bit of confidence.
I ain't mad at you.
See, you know what they say, confidence is when you know you the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Arrogance is when you try to get other people to believe it.
I'm not saying that Tyrone isn't, but we all know Erykah Badu messed that name over. She said you better call Tyrone.
Yeah.
So that's why I picked that name. If you have the name Tyrone, no disrespect. But John is, you know, oh, hey, John, how you doing today? I'm fine.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
no, I'm
had
not
an excellent day.
No,
but John is the guy that paid your bills. John was the guy that, bought your groceries.
No,
you were the guy they called afterwards that gave them a good time that night.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm what's it called? Good time Tony.
Okay, so you good time. Okay, he just brought another one in.
Tony.
Oh, wow.
Good time, Tony.
But, I'm jumping the gun. How you let me jump the gun, Lakes?
Okay, don't jump the gun.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Let's kill it back.
But you know what? The people got to get to know you. See, we know you a little bit, and I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't properly introduce him, so You got it. We know your name, Yoshi.
That's the best introduction I've ever had. Let me say that. On any show I've ever been on, that was the best. You call me amazing. I mean, I already know this. But I'm pretty sure that's not the first time
you've heard that you were amazing.
No, I've heard it a couple other times.
There we go.
They're going to arrogance.
It's not arrogance, you know. Just
hey, you good. Some swag, you know?
A little bit of confidence.
I ain't mad at you.
See, you know, they say confidence is when you know you the shit. Mm-hmm. Arrogance is when you try to get other people to believe it.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm very confident.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Yeah. All right. So we know you, and I know a sign. But hey, tell the people your sign.
I am a Capricorn.
And for everyone who doesn't know, that's an earth sign. Now, earth signs, especially the Capricorns, I love being around Capricorns because they always have something to say about money and businesses. They always want to elevate you in that way. They're about their paper. So if you have a Capricorn friend around you, you got a dope friend, especially if they're good with money. Now, if they're horrible with money, move them out.
Some people are horrible with money.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody got that black sheep. They might be the black sheep of the Capricorns.
I would like to think that there was a point where I was the black sheep.
You weren't always good with money?
Nah, I think a lot of people who, I didn't have a good role model when it came to money. And I grew up with none.
And you know what? I listened to Kane's show on that.
Yeah.
And he talked a little bit, touched on it a little bit about, you know, did you have the right influences to set you up for success?
Yeah.
And basically, I'm just, you know, basically giving a general, summary. Please go listen to that. Kane is Able podcast. I always represent the bro. But he had a little bit to say about that. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a super dope topic because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you may think something is normal. But other people had to learn that over time. I had to learn money management skills, not from having good money management, you know, influences. I had to learn it from the negative.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen them go into a lot of debt and said, "Nah, not me." You know,
but I never saw debt. I just knew we didn't have.
Yeah.
Right.
So when we didn't have, and then there was a point where, like, when I was about 16, my mom's put me out of the house. And so there was a period of my life where I was, like, literally homeless, sleeping in parks and stuff like that. So I went through a stint with that. So when I came out of that and started to have an ability to have money, I kind of splurged on stuff. It wasn't nothing for me to go to the store and buy 10 pairs of shoes, you know, because I had never had, and I was never taught how to deal with. So it isn't until I got married, my ex-wife actually was the person who taught me about money and how to deal with it and credit, like, really got on me, built my credit up. I'm talking about, like, and really taught me how to take care of stuff.
Shout out to her, but I
always give her props for that.
Right. Like,
if there's one thing that she could get props for, it's that.
You made a face though.
I did. But so now I move different and I'm educating my kids.
Mm-hmm. And that's dope.
Yeah.
And so.
And I call that breaking generational curses.
Yeah.
But see, I was the opposite. Not to dwell on that, but, you know, when I got money, it was hard for me to spend it because you know what it's like to not have it.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, I'm never going to be without it again. So, well, yeah, I was the opposite in that sense.
In that, like, that's why I work as hard as I do.
Yeah.
Because I'm never going back there.
Right.
Amen.
So my hustle, my grind. So when I end up with a person, like, that's why a woman that doesn't have a grind or a hustle, I can't deal with you.
Hey,
like, I just can't.
That's fair.
Because I need you to be as busy as I am.
Amen.
Like, yes, I can make time for you, but I need you to have your own stuff going on too.
I like that. I don't hear, like, many men say that.
Nah, I need that.
Most men say they just need you to, you know, have a vagina.
Yeah.
Well, I do not know of such men. But what I'm saying
is, yes, you do.
I do not know of such men. But in that sense, I just think that her hustle needs to match. It doesn't need to match mine, but she has to have some get up and go.
She just has to have something going on.
Yeah, not even something going on. Like, you need to have goals, and once you reach that, what's the next move? Because here's the thing, like, I'm going to support that. Like, I'm going to push that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you got, like me, I got my own clothing brand. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. when whoever's dealing with me got to understand that there's going to be times where, shoot, I had to spend all my extra cash on inventory because sales were slow. You know, podcasting company, like when one of our clients call, I might have to go. And you got to understand that tonight, I might not talk to you tonight because I'm going to be recording and talking for hours on end. Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't want to talk when I'm done. So now we could text or whatever. But I know from y'all last episode, y'all don't like texting. But
call, girl.
What
you
I mean by
call me.
What I mean, that's
regardless.
Cool.
I mean, I'm not a call girl, but you better call me.
No, so I'll call.
Shoot, I forgot what that was.
I'll call and say, hey, you know, just got finished podcasting, you know. Hope you had a great day. I'm going to kind of chill out tonight. Like just,
yeah, that's, and that's all.
It. And that's it. I ain't going to say much of nothing. And then if you want to kick it, I'd rather text tonight.
You know what? He just came in here and preached today. It's not even Sunday, sir. You ain't got to have church.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wanted to say church so many times. Say, like, dang, he was preaching. All right.
But
anyway.
But I don't think everybody can handle that.
I mean, you know what? And you know what? You made a very good point, which leads me to my point.
Yeah.
Yoshi is not up for the modern day escorts.
Oh, I'm not. I ain't got nothing for you.
All right.
Because I got the reason why I don't, I have kids.
Mm-hmm. And that is
so when if I'm going to take you out, because taking you out for me has evolved. Like if you listen to my early episodes of Relationship Status.
No, I haven't, but I'm going to look into them now.
Okay. My first date was always to Wendy's.
Really?
That's
what?
First date was always to Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Yeah, because you can get a 4 for $4.
4 for $4.
Oh, yeah, that's what we getting.
Oh,
And two straws.
Oh, and two straws.
Now, I have evolved from that. My thinking is different now.
It's a little different.
No, it's a lot of different. It's a lot of
where
different.
Where is it now?
Is this when you was a teenager?
No, this was like.
When he first became single as married, like after, from a divorce?
Yeah, like my, because my jaded mindset in that was, I can afford to go someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start up here. It always has to be up here. No.
He's saying if you start from there, you have to climb.
Like the Palm in Charlotte.
Gotcha.
Where like the steak, some people who ain't never been to these type of places where they just ordered like just the steak cost by $100.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then you gotta order the sides a la carte. You start there. You can't. Where are we going after that?
Right, because you can't introduce her to a vibe that you can't maintain. So
exactly.
I get that.
So my thought process was.
He's saying he can't maintain it. What he's saying is, that means he would have to take her there every time.
No, I'm saying that I have to maintain that level or go higher.
Yeah, because now she expects it because he started there.
But but I'm saying is, I'm not saying I know your pockets, but I'm saying I'm looking at this gentleman. I think he can maintain it, but who would? That's crazy as I don't know what.
No, but I think... But
you eating out every time?
No, not eating, not eating out every time, but just
that caliber of
eating out when you do go out.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not that girl. I'm a laid back pizza.
See, so that's what I'm saying. So if you,
so can, I didn't see any problem with the 4 for $4 because me, I like quality time. So like anytime you spend time with me. And you took time out of your day because I know I'm busy. So Lake's over here making a face. I'm busy.
Course, y'all, can't with it.
I'm super busy.
I mean, you can at least take me to Zaxby's.
Nah,
Wendy's.
That was my reason for it.
Gotcha.
My reason for it was
to see where your mindset was.
Bingo.
Just like how we do as women.
It's a setup.
He did what women do. And we're gonna be fair. We're gonna count if we holding women accountable on this show today. He did what women do, and if women can do it, there's nothing wrong with him doing it. If we test men out to see if they really like us before we go on a date with us or before we even open our legs up to them, he can test a woman out to see if she's going to be a gold digger, if she's going to sit here and use him for his money or just to go out and eat.
But there's nothing wrong with the 4 for $4, but the first date,
my mindset has changed.
He said that.
To now, we may do like some type of experience that may not cost a lot, but it's something that's fun, like golfing or, you know, like the what's the name?
Top Golf. What are you talking about?
It ain't that bad. Not
it's
as bad
$100.
As $100. It ain't $100 for the bay.
When I went, it was $100.
Oh yeah, no, cuz I don't know what you was doing.
Oh, I was drinking.
Yeah, you had a lot of drinks probably.
I paid though.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean,
it was somebody's birthday.
See, well, there you go. So I just think it's. There's a newer way to do it without having to really go into your pockets too much. And it's not that I didn't want to spend.
What if she has a lot of drinks?
Oh, that's fine. I'm.
It's
I
not
going to
be that 4 for $4.
I don't care. Like, to me, if we out and you're worth it, then I'll do it. If you ain't worth it, trust me, the date will get cut short. Ooh. Like, you ain't gonna get to a second drink. Like, it's, if this date ain't going the way, shoot.
I gotta go get my son.
No. I don't know.
You gonna use the son.
Nope. You know what I'm gonna say? This ain't working.
You gonna no, tell up. Her that?
You would straight up say that.
This,
before
this is not,
you get her home?
This
or you gonna shoot a text.
Right,
Yoshi, I'm sorry. But from now on, I'm gonna need you to tell her that when she get out of your car. Like going
what,
home.
On dates now, who rides in the same car?
Oh, okay. If she rode in the car with you,
on dates
then
now,
I'm gonna need you to take her home.
I would still
walk
take
her to
home.
That door okay. And be like, yeah, this ain't working out for me.
No, I would still take her home. I'm not walking her to the door.
You never know what a crazy person.
Well, I would still walk her to the door. I would still open the door for her. I would still be a
yeah,
gentleman.
That's your
now, mind you, I haven't always been this guy. But I think over time.
No, really?
No, I haven't always been this guy. I was the horrible one. I was the one that you didn't. I still get inboxes like, you ruined my life. Oh God, dog. Like,
it's not funny. You probably did.
No, I'm pretty sure I did.
Did you apologize?
No.
For what?
What?
I'm trying to tell you, you gotta listen to relationship status. I'm trying to tell you, Yoshi be on one.
Okay.
So, but anyway, to get to my point, if somebody wants to go out with me, if they want me to go out with them
he
or spend money.
All women was ignorant on that show.
I did not say ignorant.
Oh, I'm sorry. He said all women did not have
integrity. Yes. Women don't have any integrity. So
let's bookmark that. We definitely gotta go back to that.
So when I go out, I have, like, I'm a single dad. I got two of my boys live with me and it's me and them.
Dope.
So when we go out and I gotta spend, let's say I gotta spend $100, I need to have $300.
Thank you. Okay, so he gets the rule.
Because if I have $100 for them, if I have $100 to spend on this woman,
you got
I got to have $100 for each one of my kids. And now I got a daughter that's in college, so I need to have $400.
There you go.
Because she hit me up. She hit me up yesterday for some books, and I had to have money on the go.
Come on now.
So I'm not going to let my kids go lacking. So if I don't have enough, then that determines where the date is. And then through our conversation, it determines on whether you even worth a date. Because some women ain't worth a date. Some women is only worth the call after 10 o'clock.
Ouch. But you know what? That brings me back to what we had said on a previous episode on this show. And I told people, I don't even know if it was our show or if it was another show, if it was Kane show or even B show. But I told y'all once that if I don't have the money to pay for it three times over, I don't go and I don't do it. Why? Because if you are solely your only income, you need to be able to rely on yourself when times get hard.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of people fall short. So I'm glad you said that, because basically that was the same thing. You need to be, if your kids, something happened to his kids, he got to still be able to supply for them. That's what I'm saying. And he's the only one in that household, which I respect 100%.
Okay. And I mean, I think it's great that y'all think like that, but I'm pretty sure these modern day escorts not thinking
no,
like that.
That's no, that's why I don't like them.
Well,
okay, let's get more into
Get to them.
So that's the girl that sit there and be like, okay, if you want to be with me, you want to have sex with me, you got to get my hair done, you got to get my nails done, you got to pay my bills, you got to take me out on dates, you got to take me out on trips, I'm going to get flued out, I'm a bad bitch. That's that chick.
Okay.
And I'd be like, bruh, but what were you doing before him? Like, do you, me as a woman, and I'm going to just say this, I know you're a woman too. You got a vagina in between your legs. I didn't make you that way. You were born that way. But as a woman, for me, you're looking at a man with a child. You're looking at a man with a family. You're looking at a man with a mom. And you're asking for all this stuff. And you don't know what he has to do. And my thing is, if you want to get to know him, that wouldn't have been the goal. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you wanted to date him, that wouldn't have been the goal. That wouldn't be like, oh, well, he got money. That's not yours, though. If you want to become his fiance, his girlfriend, or his wife, then eventually it will become yours. And then if you have that mindset, you will also know that money can be made, it can be gained, and it can be lost. So one day he may fall on hard times, and as a woman, you would have to pick up that slack, which a lot of these modern-day escorts do not have the mindset.
But a modern-day escort is not even going to make it to that point where she's in his life. Like, in that role to pick up his leg.
No.
So, a modern-day escort is just somebody he's dealing with, right?
Yeah.
So, she only want gifts. She want to go out.
True.
She is somebody he's only dealing with.
See, but here's my thing. If you're going to say, if they're going to approach, if the approach is going to be, hey, you're going to buy me things and pay my bills, and I'm going to get sex from you, then, one, you're only temporary. So this arrangement is temporary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the man is probably wants something more from somebody, from, and he's going to find it eventually from somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because you have no ties to him. At any point, he could be having this with you and another girl, and then there might be the other girl who, the other woman who's like, no,
I don't need your money.
I don't need your money. I don't need this. And now they're forming a bond, whereas you're saying, because he could spend the time with her.
Give me my money.
If he could spend the time with her and then come have sex with you and pay a bill or two.
This topic is just so iffy for me because, I mean, I get that, but her saying, well, I don't need your money. Why is it all about finances?
The modern day escort made it about finances.
Yeah, those women made it about.
Yeah, and then on top of that, those are the main ones that they'll hold on to a dude because, you know, if it's good, it's good. They'll hold on to a dude for like a year, 2 years, maybe even three. And then later on be like, oh, we have good sex. And when he comes over, we have good conversations and we go on good dates and we go on trips together because he knows that. But the original arrangement was that you were this escort. Even though they're not calling it that, they're calling it a city girl, they're calling it a bad bitch, they're calling it whatever. The original arrangement was that you were an escort. I'm calling it what it was called back in the day when you were a high paid escort. That's what you are. So if you are going to go in with that mindset, you don't get to change it later and say, well, I want to be his wife. He doesn't want you to be his wife. And you can't complain about it later and say, oh, well, he's getting sex from me and you got money from him. Move on.
Yeah, but I also think he was okay with it from the beginning. Like, you know, it's men out here that's throwing money on wigs, nails, cars, bills,
and you know,
because you get tired of doing it now she's not worthy because you tired of doing it now you want a girl who wants nothing from
you. No one says she's not worthy. She's worthy of what she asked for. She's worthy of being an escort.
It's an exchange of goods and services, right?
He got the goods.
He got the goods and she got the
services. I mean, well, he got the services and she got the goods.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the modern day escort.
Yes.
So we shouldn't even be talking about if she wants more. Right.
But that's the thing. After you get something good for so long and nobody else wants to wife you, what do you think that happens to them?
I don't know.
These are the friends that I cut off because I think a certain way birds of a feather flock together. Right. And I don't want nobody associating me with women that move like that. Mm-hmm. So when I used to call them out on it, other people in that same friend group used to say I was wrong. And I was like, no, I'm not wrong because you have your own check. So why do you keep asking that man for his? And then when another dude approached me and he was like, oh, I was like, no, I'm not like them. Mm-hmm. I don't need that. And if I want to get to know you, I can get to know you. But literally, these men were thrown at me like, girl, he got money, get him. And then they were trying to throw money at me because of these women. So it's not just that. It's also that some men were actually good guys at one point. I'm going to just say it. I know a lot of women, they think, oh, no, all men's are dogs. No, I said men's. My bad, y'all. All men are dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. Some of them were conditioned into being that way because they dealt with a lot of you females that did that. Not you. I'm just saying the ones out here in the other, you know, other side of this mic that are listening. It is a lot of females that have done that, that have used men, that have abused men, and then thrown them back out there to the world and then said, hey, when a good girl gets you, we have to deal with all the emotional baggage from an escort. Like, that's all I'm saying.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying you got to take in the role that he plays too.
Yeah, he played that role.
Yeah, you were okay with that. So that's all I'm saying.
At the time, yes, he was. But that doesn't mean I agree with it because as a woman who don't want that, who doesn't, like, I'm not saying that I want a broke dude, we going to struggle. I want you to be able to be, like, down and out, not always got to pay for everything. I'm not saying that because I've already had that relationship not going back, slid my card underneath the table a couple times. So I'm good on that. But what I'm saying is I want a man that can supply, but he doesn't have to. Like, if he lacks, I can pick it up because that's the type of woman I am.
I just think that I don't think modern day escorts' goal is to be wifey. I don't think that matters to them.
Oh, no.
I feel like that's their...
I can agree with her on that.
I know a couple.
Well, I don't know any their goal is to be wifey. As a matter of fact,
There's some of them married right now.
It's not every girl's goal to be wifey. So I feel like if a woman wants to be an escort or if she want to be a modern-day escort, if that's the life she want to live, like, that's between her and the person that she's been escorted to.
Nah, tis true. Because everybody has the right.
True. Yeah, and I'm not saying... I'm not saying I agree or disagree with anybody's mm-hmm. lifestyle. That's on y'all. But I can say I'm only questioning because I'm like, I do want a guy with money.
No, you want a guy with money so you don't have to pay for everything.
No, because I can pay for everything. Like you said, you go into
you don't
something.
Have to.
I don't want to have to, there but at the same time, like, I get women not wanting to be with a broke man.
No, no, no. I didn't say I know. Women not wanting to be. I don't want to be with a broke man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to go out and pay for everything.
I know, but it's nothing wrong with him buying her gifts or doing something for her either.
No, no, no. I didn't say that. I said I hate the modern day escort because they damage people. Like, and also because they set this standard that all women want that and we're not the same. Like, ladies, I agree with you that you should want a man that comes with money, that should want a man that play that man role in your household, that should want a man that sit there and, you know, buy you gifts when you're having a hard week or do something nice for you when you've may have been a little bit upset or take you out on a nice dinner where you can actually wear a nice cocktail dress and have wine glasses and laugh all night. And with the tabletops, y'all, there's a difference from going somewhere where they wipe the tables and there's a difference from going somewhere where they actually have linen, okay? But what I am saying is there's a difference from a woman who wants that stuff and will wait for that stuff and can supply that stuff from her for herself versus a woman who cannot and opens up her legs to do it. That's
yeah, okay.
the difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Here's where I'm at.
Did I get a little loud there? I'm sorry.
You said you were loud?
Was I loud?
No.
I'm sorry. No, next I yell at you?
No.
Okay.
Man, no, you didn't yell at nobody. I don't think so. Where I'm at is, I do think, I'm not sure how much they damage people. Because let me say this. Because if they did damage him, that means the man didn't hold to the agreement that was set forth.
Well, after sex, it can always go either way.
No, I agree.
True.
I agree. And I think that the problem a lot of times is people don't want to give people the right to change their mind.
Yeah.
True.
And you're right about that. I think you talked about that on an episode of your show.
Yeah, like I have the right to change my mind. Like if
on both parties.
On both parties. The woman has a chance.
On that same episode, he said men can't change their mind, but women can.
No,
but we're going to go back to what he said. Go ahead.
No, we're not allowed to.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
We're not going to force you to do anything or, you know.
Yeah. I've had men change their mind on me and I let them go. That is the type of woman I am.
And you
I
let
cannot
them go.
Speak. I'm serious. I let them go.
No, I'm saying, like, if you, like, y'all had an arrangement.
No.
It's going to be this. He wanted more.
Yep.
And you
said,
"Girl,
I wanted more. I wanted more in that situation."
Okay, so you changed your mind, not him.
No. I'm sorry. You're right. I did change my mind, but he changed his mind too, like right after me. But he left and went with somewhere else.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're right. It was right around the same time, but he was allowed to change his mind based off of my circumstances. That's what I was about to say.
Okay. I get that. Okay. I just think that being that we don't give each other credit for changing our minds, that's when everything, the lines get blurred and people get hurt and all this and that. Because if the dude said, "Hey, look, all I want is money," and the girl, "Money, all I'm going to do is give you money," and she has sex with him.
Mm-hmm. She would call him a dog.
Now he's like, "And you know, I'm liking this." You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want more. She's like, "Nah, just give me. So now those are the ones that end up hurt and going someplace else.
Yeah.
Now, if she does the same thing, he's probably going to be like, if he doesn't change his mind, if he's still on the, I'm just here for this. Like, if you want more, I ain't got that. But you still, I think that the problem comes in, you're still spending time with the person. So as you're spending time with a person, you instantly, the more time you spend with somebody, the more feelings you're going to gain from. I don't care what you say, whether it's
I've never had a situation that didn't.
Whether it's a platonic friendship or it's a romantic relationship, you're going to gain some form of feelings for this person that you spend time with. Mm-hmm. Period. So it always going to change the dynamic. So they may start out, you know, City Girls is winning. They may start out like that, but then it's like, let him say he got somebody
now
else.
I
got
a Sierra's prayer. You know,
let him say
he got somebody else. He's not allowed to.
Oh, you're talking about that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's not allowed to.
No, he is.
He is.
And to be honest with you, I've been in that situation. So he is. He's allowed.
It's just the thing is the conversation is never had. That's the problem. Like, y'all go, y'all continue to do what y'all do, but y'all never discuss these changes. And that's, like you said, the lines get blurred.
I had a, I had a, Go ahead.
It would be more simpler if they, okay, look.
Just say, hey.
Yeah.
They had a Donnell Jones moment and said, hey, you are not where I want to be.
Right.
You know, if they said that,
it's going to hurt, but just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off and get it over with. Don't sit here and play.
Yeah,
and
make don't somebody sit there think. And try to, yeah.
Or ghost them.
I am the ghosting queen.
Y'all don't bring up ghosting over here. Don't do that. Because I felt like ghost. That was a shot and I got hit. And why? It was a shot in my back too. So you know it's an illegal shot. Like, don't do that. I'll ghost in a minute, Yoshi. You got something you want to say? You
throw a rock in a pack of dogs, the one that hollers, the one you hit.
I mean, if you got something you want to say, Yoshi, you just go ahead and say it.
I mean, I'm confused. What happened?
He threw a shot at us, girl, because he heard our last episode. And now he's sitting here throwing shots at ghosting.
He's such a fan.
He's so dope. But like, you're not going to throw shade at me like that and think I'm not going to pick up on it. Like, I do ghost. And, you know, I'm going to continue to ghost. Heck, I might turn into a ghost right after this show.
Okay. Well, then do that then.
All right.
There's something I do want to address that we have not. People are, there's this trend of people getting flowed out and then left.
Flewed.
I said flowed out left.
Yes, yeah, flewed out and then left.
Flewed out.
Then left, okay.
Then left.
I believe, this is just my belief, it may be a harsh take, but I think if the woman has the right, as all women do, to not have sex with anyone,
mm-hmm.
They do. I don't think a woman should be forced to do anything they don't want to mm-hmm. do.
That's called rape, but you know.
Because that is.
The law made that up.
Yeah, the law didn't make that up. It's that.
It's that. It's rape.
Anybody who's taken advantage of sexually without their consent is rape.
It's rape.
And it's wrong. Amen. But the man also has the right.
To leave your ass.
To leave. or to put you out. Like.
And have you ever... Since you say it like that, have you ever seen a situation or heard of a situation that happened like that?
I've never done it. But have I? No.
Have you ever been mad that a female didn't give it up? Like, honestly.
No. I'm going to be real. I've never been upset about disappointed, maybe.
But did you show that? You know what I mean? Like,
Nah, I just... Because
wait, hold up, I'm sorry. Why he can't show he's disappointed?
Nah, I don't think you should.
I didn't say he can't. I just think it's...
It's childish just because it's almost like a manipulation tactic.
No. I mean, like, if you just had, like, a face, like, you look like you were, you know, a little disappointed, I wouldn't...
Oh, no, I ain't gonna say I ain't hit him with the little, whoo, you just gonna leave me like this? I ain't gonna say I ain't
no,
did
no,
that.
No, I mean, like, but if you was... That would probably... That probably would have been a real quiet... Oh, sorry, y'all had a burp. Yeah. That probably would have been a real quiet ride home.
Yeah, which is... I mean, usually it's at somebody's house, so either I'm riding home by myself or she riding home by herself.
Of course you are. You didn't get any.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like the woman has a right to say. So I, no matter in my drunkest mind state or whatever, I've never once been like upset that I did not, you know, get some from a person.
That's where that communication is key come in. I think people just say that just to say it, but I was even talking to Kane about this on one of his shows, and he's like, women don't want to hear you. They don't want to hear the straight up version. Like, they don't want to hear you say, hey, I just want to have sex. That's not true. Like, I feel like if y'all discuss that, are we having sex or not? Then you don't have to worry about sitting there expecting it and then don't get it and now you're disappointed.
Which is true. But I think that you... Sometimes, I'm not saying all the time, sometimes women, y'all want us to read the cues.
Correct? Okay.
Well,
if we want to give it up.
I'm sorry. We're going to call it like we see it. So one day Yoshi corrected me on his show and he said we need to say it more often. Disclaimer, he's not talking about women. He's talking about girls. Women do communicate. If I know I'm not having sex with you, that's something I'm going to communicate before we even get there. So that way I don't waste my time or your time. Well, a little girl who wants to play games with you, she's not going to communicate anything. She's going to be like, well, I never told him. Okay, well, and then he left you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but men want sex all the time. Let's be real. And I'm saying I
want sex now. But
Of course, isn't that
everybody?
Why does everyone always speak when I got water in my mouth? Like, do y'all want another episode where I spit this out?
Off of what she said, though.
I'm just saying, like,
let's say we kicking it, right?
Yeah.
I come to your house, we chilling, cuddling in on the couch. I don't feel like I have to say, hey, you know I'm not having sex, right? Okay, let's
play. No, you shouldn't.
But you know he gonna expect it anyway. You know,
hold on. That's different.
Go ahead, Lee. I'll let you finish your point.
Because you feel like the guy's gonna feel like, well, you laying up on me. You being sexy. You know I'm horny. Why we ain't? Because I came over here to chill. Like, I have to tell you every time I don't plan to have sex with you because I just want to be in your presence.
Well, no.
No, you're dealing with a hypersexual male.
Yeah, like.
That's all of them.
No.
You will not. You will not do.
You just said you want sex now.
Yes, but that doesn't.
But that doesn't mean he's jumping over the table trying to hump you.
Yeah,
that's not what I said.
What I'm saying is, no. My point is, yes, men
want sex.
The majority of us are sexual in nature.
Controlled by sex.
True, yes. But I just
sit in a room with a woman, even cuddle with her, touch her butt, smack her on it, and still go to sleep.
Okay.
Now I have done that. I knew there was one situation I was in, and I knew that by having sex with this person was going to prolong anything that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Flew somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
They came. And it...
Tell it all.
Tell it.
Body was banging.
Okay.
But them... It's somebody I used to deal with back in high school. Body was still banging. She still had her body rocking. But them filters kind of... You know, So it wasn't the vibe that, like, I was like, and for me, it's got to be a pretty face. I could kind of almost deal with anything else. But your face got to be, like, you got to have a good looking face.
And that's your standard. That's fair.
So, of course, she stayed at my crib. She stayed in my bed and she kept tooting it up. And I just kept sliding over.
That's different. She wanted it. You know what I mean?
Yes, but I just didn't because I knew and as horny as I was.
Mm-hmm.
I knew by doing it, it was going to prolong this cutoff that was about to happen. This conversation that was going to be happening at the airport when I dropped her off. We was going to have a conversation about her not coming back and us no longer, you know, us being friends, but not.
So you flew her out to endings?
No, I flew her when she.
No, he flew her out because he thought she was as fine as those filters.
As fine as she used to be.
Oh, and you knew when she was going back, you was cutting it off.
He said he was going to tell her at the airport. So that way she would have had a very uncomfortable ride all the way back.
Well, I don't think you should do things over the phone.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they should be done face to face.
Yeah, she had a very uncomfortable. That would have been a silent ride if she had to drive.
Well, I think she kind of felt the vibe.
Yeah, vibes don't lie.
I mean, she kind of felt you're that a was man, the case. And you kept backing up from her.
And she was like, when I went to drop her off,
she probably was like, "Do it stink or something?"
Yeah, she was just like, "She said, you're not coming up like to Jersey like you said you was gonna do I was supposed to go up like 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I was like, "No, I'm not."
What else did you tell her? Why?
Yeah, I told. Well, she asked me. She said you wasn't feeling it. I was like, "Nah." And she was like, she did ask me why. And I was like, I just wasn't feeling it. I didn't want to take the knife and turn it.
We got to stop sparing feelings.
I wasn't spared. I already.
He told her.
I didn't tell her it was her looks.
I want you to say, because them filters.
Well.
Why would you tell her that?
That's the truth.
It is the truth. And I still told her the truth. I wasn't feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And outside of that, we had a wonderful time.
That's good.
I didn't treat it no different. I didn't act crazy or nothing. It's just I was not. She wanted to. I didn't. So all men can control themselves.
Yeah.
And so I don't like to say that men can't, but I do believe that if, not saying that there is an expectation of having it, but if you've been having certain conversations before, like in one of those videos, dude was like, "Yo, we was FaceTiming, we was having phone sex, da da da. We was doing this, we was doing that."
She was a modern day escort.
Yeah. So if we're doing those things, and then we get there, and the hotel room is a single, it's a king,
mm-hmm.
and y'all sharing the bathroom, and you coming out the bath, and I'm not saying you could walk around naked all day and nobody has the right to have sex with you, but you had a point where you could have communicated throughout. Even before you got there, mm-hmm. hey, do we have two separate rooms or is it a double? These are questions you should ask.
I just feel like maybe she wanted to be in the same bed with him. Like, I don't know. I've stayed the night, I've slept in the bed with men and not had sex with them, you know? Like, I've done this so many times. That's why I'm like, none of that matters.
I have too. But to a certain extent, like, when you're going on a romantic vacation with a significant other, there's always that underlining for me. There's always that underlining that you can have sex and that sex is expected if they're paying for everything. If they're paying for your flight, if they're paying for the hotel, if they're paying for your food, for your shopping spree, for your tourist gifts, whatever you want, that's what you're getting.
Underlining?
I think it's a small underline.
I don't. I disagree. Because I've had all those things done and I have not had sex with these men.
But, but you've communicated that prior
to. I did not. I didn't. I feel like
very disappointed.
No, I've heard from them again. And I've had a second date, a third date.
You know why?
A fourth date.
Of course, because they paid for it. They want to see what they're getting. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you're like that, Lace. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm saying that I had one dude took me to a very nice, expensive restaurant. Mm-hmm. And after that, he wanted to take me to another and another because he didn't have sex. And then I went and talked to my brother and my father about it. He said, Leia, he going to keep trying. He didn't spend this much on you. He's trying to see what his investment was like.
So I've never.
They was like, just cut him off.
I've never had a, if we're going to have sex talk. I just never, in all the situations that we're talking about, I've been in, but I've never, hey, we having sex, we doing this. I've never.
Well, I do believe that some of the guys' reactions, a little over the top.
Yeah.
A little over the top.
Yeah. He could have made sure she got back home. Anything like could have happened to her.
Yeah, you got a mama and sister.
And I'm sorry, but someone should have told that woman, even though I don't respect women that do stuff like that. Not saying you.
Yeah.
Not saying you, because I know you can afford your own ticket back. But when she said, I don't have no money. Why you go anywhere without money?
How are you anywhere without bread?
Yeah. Especially
you got to fly.
Exactly. So why did you trust someone? I don't trust nobody with my life like that. Mm-mm. If I need to get back, I'm going to get back. So as far as I'm concerned, I feel like she should take part of the accountability for the situation she was in.
I agree.
And that's why I said hold women accountable. You went on a trip you couldn't afford because you couldn't even afford to come back.
I think it's like, I was listening to Music Jones podcast. I think that was his show. Maybe. Anyway, he was saying that most of these girls, which I'm going to call the modern day escort.
Okay. Because
that's what it sounded like you're talking about.
That's what I named
them. They just want to be flued out to take pictures.
Yep.
To post on the ground.
I know some girls.
And, you know, get this money spent on them.
Oh, I went to Lennox. I went to sex.
And then go. And then, like, leave the man hanging, like, you know, like you ain't just used him for everything.
I got me a new Louis bag. I got me a new Gucci belt.
Okay, so I get that. You know.
Well, I think that's why. Well, the guys that sign up for it.
But see,
they're okay with it.
Yeah.
The guys that sign up for
willingly.
It, they're okay with it.
Now, some guys, like how when Kane was on our show, he said, I see you on Instagram. You got like 9,000 likes underneath a picture. I got to compete with all these basketball players, football players. I got to go get a Navy Federal credit card to prove that I'm even a fraction of what they're worth. There's some men out there that think that, and I'm saying that you shouldn't, because those girls who sit there and take advantage of you by basically getting stuff they want from you, by using the very thing in between their legs to get it, are not the standard.
Yep, and like I told AT, that's on you feeling like you need to compete with other people. The woman never said that's what you have to do. Like, a lot of men don't even realize if you just be yourself, that's it. Mm-hmm. Nobody said you had to compete with the basketball team. Now you going into debt to impress who? Must be him, because the woman didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, some women have that standard. That's what I'm saying. So if you're a modern day escort kind of girl, that's your standard.
Yeah.
Men have to pay to be with you. You know what I'm saying?
Or
they have to spoil you to be with you. Yeah. Oh, my God. If you don't have these things, you can't be with me. You can't afford me. That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah.
So, for me, I'm not a modern-day escort. I don't want you to be broke, but I want you to come with more than your money, too. So, my requirements, even though I pretty much want the regular Joe Blow that makes, like, probably, like, a little bit under $100,000 or a little bit over $100,000 that can just take me to
that's a regular Joe Schmo. That's a regular Joe Blow.
In my experience, it is. Y'all leave me alone. Look,
I'm not. So what am I? I'm under the Joe. I just got the Joe. I ain't even got Blow. I just got the Joe.
See,
I got the J. I ain't even got Joe. I just got the J.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, let me rephrase that. Because I've dealt with some that didn't have as much as that. But I'm just saying that's the average. That's the average around. Because I've dealt with some millionaires and I've dealt with some people that didn't have millions. So
dope.
That's the average for me. But if, like, a dude that made 50 to 60, as long as he had a good mindset and a good, he had good money management skills, I would be cool with it. Because a man that can manage money can do way more than a man that can't. Mm-hmm.
She's like, nah, I can't do 50, 60.
No, it's not that. I feel like, I'm not going to say it's a cap at what he should make. I just feel like people need to date on their level. Date somebody that's doing or making just as much.
I'm going to ask you this. How you going to know how much he made?
I'm going to ask.
Then he going, if he lies.
Oh, shit. Then I'm going to have to go through this thing where I need you to prove it to me.
Why?
I work in HR. I pull up that pay stub.
Why? Why would you go through this?
Because you know what? These are questions that people should ask when they start dating.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah, they should.
I'm not going to lie.
That's definitely not a question.
That's a question down the line.
I never have the problem of asking the question. So maybe that's...
I'm going to ask.
I'm saying I've never had the problem to ask the question because I usually deal with men to show me bank accounts. Like, I'd be like, dang.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I said I usually deal with men that show me.
I don't think
I didn't ask. They showed it to me. I didn't ask at all.
Because I look at it like this: if I treat you well,
mm-hmm. that's dope.
You want for nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
We go on trips when you want to.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We do what you want to when we want to.
Hey.
Does it matter how much I make?
And you know why it doesn't matter if you're doing that? Because I guarantee you, if you're doing that, you're making enough money, sir.
There you go.
No, that's what we're saying. Or I'm just a bomb at managing my stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
And that goes to.
There you go. Let me tell you. I'm going to tell y'all a good example of this. I used to be with somebody that made a good amount of money, but they did not have good money management skills.
Likewise.
So because of that, they were in a lot of debt. And that's why I call a person who may make like $50,000 and have a $25,000 mindset, you know, the person that's like, oh, I got money for the first time. Yeah, I'm going out to spend it. Just like how you said. If you don't have good money management skills and you have a lot of debt and you're constantly trying to keep your head above water, you're doing worse than the person who had $50,000, same amount of money as you. Or even $10,000 less, $40,000. But they had good money management skills. They knew what account to put it in. They knew how to invest it. They knew how to put it into an investment account and watch it grow. They knew how to save money. They knew how to have money in case, you know, incidents occur where, okay, like today, flat tire had the money in.
I look at it like this. If I treat you well.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
You want for nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
We go on trips when you want to.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We do what you want to when we want to.
Hey.
Does it matter how much I make?
And you know why it doesn't matter if you're doing that? Because I guarantee you, if you're doing that, you're making enough money, sir.
There you go.
No, that's what we're saying. Or I'm just a bomb at managing my stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
And that goes to.
There you go. Let me tell you. I'm going to tell y'all a good example of this. I used to be with somebody that made a good amount of money, but they did not have good money management skills.
Likewise.
So because of that, they were in a lot of debt. And that's why I call a person who may make like $50,000 and have a $25,000 mindset, you know, the person that's like, oh, I got money for the first time. Yeah, I'm going out to spend it. Just like how you said. If you don't have good money management skills and you have a lot of debt and you're constantly trying to keep your head above water, you're doing worse than the person who had $50,000, same amount of money as you. Or even $10,000 less, $40,000. But they had good money management skills. They knew what account to put it in. They knew how to invest it. They knew how to put it into an investment account and watch it grow. They knew how to save money. They knew how to have money in case, you know, incidents occur where, okay, like today, flat tire had the money in the bank. You know why? Because that person had good money management skills. If you're with someone who makes a lot of money, but their money management skills are just completely, I'm going to say it, fucked up, you're going to be fucked with them.
Yeah. I'm going to take it all the way there. If you are broke, you shouldn't be dating. Mm-mm. I'm going to just take it there. And I'm going to say this because, look,
What are we classifying as broke?
Broke, basically what she's saying. You know, you don't have any money.
I was drinking.
Yes. Okay. But I'm saying, like, what is
broke
what, do you, what is your
bad money management skills? Because like you said, you can have money, but I mean, you can still be broke if you're not handling that money well. And I say you shouldn't be dating because, like, you just broke it down where you got to have X amount of money because you have X amount of responsibilities. Even me, like, if I'm not straight, I'm not dating right now because it's like, I got to spend money to do this with you. I got to spend money to do this. And it's just, I don't have that right
now.
I'm just saying it's a better.
I think that if you're talking building, and I'm not saying I have money or I don't, just my thought process on things. Okay, example, my daughter needed a bunch of money to get into school because she dropped the ball on a bunch of stuff. It threw me completely off because I had to spend some money.
As children will.
I did not. And then something else came up where I had to give money. So I kind of had to, she took precedent and I just told the other situation, hey, I'm going to pay it off in little chunks. Like, I'm going to do this. And it'll take taken care of.
Yeah,
not a bill, but just some personal obligation I have at the current moment dealing with business. And because my daughter took priority, but I had the ability to do that because I had make sure I hold in my money. I do hustles and because I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher. I don't make much.
Yeah, y'all just got a raise though. So
what? 4%? Okay. Give me my 50.
Listen,
give me my 50
little
cents.
Bit. We got to start taking.
Give me my 50 cents. But I have.
Y'all, he got other businesses. Don't let him fool y'all. He just said that because he don't want y'all gold digging women.
So I got. No, I'm getting to that. Like, I have the fireworks stands that I run.
Okay.
So that brings in money twice a year.
Okay.
Literally.
And then
boom.
The clothing line, the podcast and stuff. So, like, I have other stuff that bring in.
Bang.
I do individual basketball training that people pay me for.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got to talk to you about that, by the way.
So there's different things that you kind of could, that you get your hustle on that gets me so that. If I do, like, I was dating somebody in D.C. at one point. Too. Hey, get on the flight.
And go.
You know, and I was able to go and pay for everything. And she had a flat tire and realized that three of her tires were bad. Went ahead and got all three of them changed.
And you know what?
And we ended up.
That day. Where were you?
She ended up telling me.
Where were you?
She wasn't attracted to me after that. But after all that.
Whoa.
Okay.
So. Oh, and now we're back to the modern day escort.
Well, you know, and we could get more into her because she's a whole nother situation.
Oh, I thought she said she was a hoe.
We're going to put her under the long distance topic. We're going to bring you back.
Yeah,
for
she's
that.
She's definitely about herself. But if you talk to her, great person. But when it comes to like relationships and stuff like that, about herself. But
understand.
Yeah, no. And be you.
Yeah.
And I dodged a bullet with that because she's with another dude now and he was supposed to take her to Cabo. It's a whole situation. But.
Oh, snap.
That was the one from last time. From what I was supposed to say.
You said it was a friend.
Yeah, it's a friend.
You said it was a friend and that was somebody you dated. You lied.
I did not lie.
You lied. You said
no,
friend of mine.
She's a friend now.
She's a friend now.
She's
but
a friend
you didn't
now.
Say that you had but previous
I tried.
Engagements with this friend.
Well, here's the thing. Did I really, or did I just take her out and she told me that, nah, this ain't going to work for me.
And you got the tires fixed. There's something about the punani.
You like
great.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. We never had
the punani?
We never had sex.
And you bought three tires.
Yeah, like that.
Modern day escort.
Well, no, that wasn't it. We went out. I went to visit. It was the first time. It was the first time we met.
But yeah. She treated you good.
It was the first time you met?
Yeah, because we had met.
She didn't even have sex with you. You a sugar daddy.
I am not a sugar daddy.
He's a John.
I do not
no,
have.
No, a John Pace.
No, because here's the thing. I do believe in, like, I went, paid for my flight, did everything I was supposed to do, paid for my living space.
Okay.
Rented an Airbnb.
Okay.
And we went, if she was here and I took her out on a date, I would pay.
Okay.
So when we went out and we were out and her tire, we caught a flat.
Yeah.
Like, and so as a man, what am I going to do?
Right.
You know.
I respect that.
Like, as a man, what am I going
to
do?
Let me ask you this. Did she tell you why she wasn't attracted to you? Because it's starting to sound like
my
you
weight.
Were too.
Your what?
See, I thought it was sounding like his weight.
My weight.
Your weight.
Mm-hmm.
She's, what, you was too big?
Mm-hmm.
You're not even big.
You're not. That's what I...
To be honest with you, we didn't tell you the compliment. Remember before we started, me and her, we'll when we sat down with you last time, we was like, oh my God, he's slimming down. He look good.
Yeah,
what the hell? Excuse me. What is wrong with her?
Some people want what they want.
I'm speechless.
Wait, hold on. How old is she?
30.
How much does she weigh?
435.
Was she in stellar shape?
Yeah, she works out every day.
So she's like super slim.
She's not super slim, but she's
fit. So she got some fat on her.
She's fit.
Okay.
But you sent pictures of yourself, right?
Yeah, she saw pictures of me, but I think it's one thing to see a person via internet or FaceTime.
No, she saw pictures of you, bro.
She wrong.
She real wrong. Well, she could have told you to stay in South Carolina.
Well, I don't think she really
pictures don't lie.
Damn.
I don't think she really knew until the time.
I thought big boys was in. You're not even a big boy. Because I don't like big men. I'm sorry. And look, I'm going to make that known from the jump. Like, she done let you
fly all the way out there, buy three tires, exactly. And now she's not in. Let me tell you something.
Well, she
and you know what? Hold up.
Well, what I can say is.
But from what that incident you told us about, I called her a modern day escort from that incident because.
Okay.
She cute.
She cute.
But she an escort.
I'm gonna call
her that. You can respect her as much as you want.
No, I'm not saying.
From another incident you told us about.
Oh yeah. I agree.
So there you go. She totally used you. She did.
She didn't like you because you were big to her. Yeah, she
let you fly all the way out there.
She dumping people because she can't afford to feed herself. Next.
Escort.
It's just
next.
I just think that
bad girl.
What it was.
City girl.
However,
I'm a bad bitch. Escort.
Some of my closest friends, one of my closest friends, her name is Yoshi as well.
That's the dope Yosh one that got into you most. That one time. Yeah, Yoshi with the most. I like her.
She
said you couldn't she said she was mad at you because she didn't want to be on your show because you wouldn't allow her to say her favorite words, which I agree because I wanted to hear her say those words.
But she got on me about it and she was like, yo, you treated her like something.
Okay, that's what I was getting at before you said your weight. I was about to say it sounded like you were too nice, and that's fucked up.
But I mean, I don't know if
my thing is, I feel like it's partially her fault because any man that's been too nice to me, even when they were in Florida, be like, "Lay, next time I'm in South Carolina, everything's on me." If I know I don't even like you like that, you know,
right?
You know, a woman knows, and that's why now, I say we holding women accountable. You know, she knew from them pictures. She saw you. You post a lot of videos. I seen them, so she knew, and she still let you float.
But here's the thing. Like,
No.
She still let you
float. I'm not disagreeing.
She knew. And for that, we're going to wrap it up because it's been too doggone long.
We don't do body shame. I'm sorry. That was a nerve. That hit a nerve
because you are not even big.
At all.
So to you, ma'am, I hope that you're hungry many nights. Now, we're going to close this show right on out.
Do not do that.
Now, Yoshi, please tell the people where they can find you at.
You can find me in the traps. You can find me on Relationship Status each and every Monday and Wednesday. You can find me on all podcast platforms. You can find me on Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance every single Wednesday live at 6 a.m. and on Fridays on all podcast platforms as well. And on Instagram, you can find me at Yosh in the Building. You can find me on Snapchat at The Ninth Wonder. On Facebook, Yoshi English, and on Twitter at @IamCoachE_.
And if you want to find me in Lakes, you know where to find us. It's Just Got Laid Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. We got a little number. You can text us, but don't play on that phone. It's 803-298-8884. And you know I love a good synchronicity, so I had to cop that number. Now, Yosh, you just got laid.